When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Steeler fans, welcome back to another episode of Steelers Today, live from the UPMC Art Rooney Sports Complex. I'm your host, Eddie Provident, and with me, as always, is our editor-in-chief and Steelers expert, Dale Lawley. Dale, what'd you think of day two of training camp? Still no pads, but...
Yeah, still more football and shorts, so we're not getting a true sense of how things are going to come together. We're getting a sense of who they're going to be working with as they come together. Today we saw Arthur Millette as the nickel corner in the slot. Yesterday, of course, they changed that up from yesterday. So they're taking a look at some different guys there. Antoine Brooks one day, Arthur Millette the next. Chill's trying to figure out what that pecking order is going to be in the slot. That doesn't mean that either one of those guys is going to be the starting slot. They could still bump Cam Sutton in there if they so choose and play one of the other guys, either Justin Lane or James Pierre on the outside, but they got to, either one way or the other, they have to find out who that backup slot is. So that's what they're kind of trying to figure out right now. When you look at this, this is a defense that has led the league in sacks in each of the last 4 years. That had never been done before. Nobody had ever done it 3 years in a row before this. So they've now done it 4 years in a row, and you know there's probably a pretty good bet to do it a fifth year. Adding a guy like Melvin Ingram earlier this week certainly helps that.
Absolutely. Speaking of the linebacking core, because with the retirement of Vince Williams, the surprise retirement, there's a lot of questions at the, especially inside linebacker position. We saw a lot of Robert Spillane today. We saw a lot of Devin Bush today doing drills. What do you think about the inside linebackers?
Well, I remain intrigued about what Ulysses Gilbert can be. Not as a starter at this point. I think, you know, at this point, you know that Bush and Spillane are the starters. But somebody has to take over that number three role. Obviously, they drafted Buddy Johnson as well to be a guy that fits into that mix as well. But if you look at what they have at inside backer now, whereas in years past, when you had guys like Tyler Medicavich and Spillane behind the starters, behind Vince Williams and Devin Bush, now you've got guys like Johnson and Gilbert who can run. And so I think that's the big difference here. They've got a bunch of guys who can run to the football. Doesn't mean they can cover, because that's there's a little bit more nuance to that. But at least it gives you the catch-up speed and the ability to, if you diagnose them and get to the play quickly, you can make plays faster. You would think they would have more sideline-to-sideline ability.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yep. And even Keith Butler had a few words to say about his inside linebacking core.
I think we'll be okay inside. We've got a couple of good guys. Spillane has done a good job for us last year. He'll continue to do a pretty good job. PT5 should be ready to play. So we kind of have to be ready to play. I think he'll be ready to play. So, there's a couple more guys that we drafted, some young guys that we want to see in practice.
Keeping it on the defensive side, we got to hear from Cam Hayward today after practice. And, you were in on Cam Hayward. We saw him, pretty much the leader of the defensive line now for the last couple years. What's your thoughts on Cam coming in as a leader this year? Another year older, but still, I think, one of the better defensive linemen in the NFL.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people look at Cam Hayward, he's now 32, and they say, well, he's going to start to slow down a little bit at some point. The difference is his game's not built around speed. It's built around power. Right. That doesn't go away. He's still a big, strong guy. He's still the leader of that defense. He's still one of the leaders in that locker room. You heard him talk about Stephon Tuitt today and what Stephon is going through with the death of his brother about 6 weeks ago. Stephon not doing a lot of practicing right now because obviously he's at other things. He's not necessarily being able to train a whole lot over the last month or two. So they're working him into this slowly. But they've got a talented defensive front, maybe the best defensive front in football when you think about it. Hayward, Tuitt, Watt, Alulu, adding Melvin Ingram to that makes it even better and deeper. They get the young guy in Alex Highsmith, who they like a lot. It's going to be, again, once again, a fierce defensive front that kind of powers that entire defense. You know, when people talk about, well, they lost these guys in the secondary, if you still have that pass rush, the good pass rush makes every secondary
Absolutely.
Better. Seen it year after year after year with this team, because they've always, always, always had a good pass rush.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, and we're back with Steelers Today, episode number 2, live from the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is our editor and Steelers expert, Dale Lawley. Dale, before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the pass rush for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if you're going to talk about the 2021 Pittsburgh Steelers and you're going to talk about their pass rush, I think the conversation starts and ends with T.J. Watt. My question for you is, what do you think T.J. Watt's contract is going to look like? And do you think it'll be done before we get out of camp?
I think it will be done before the preseason is over.
Okay.
This is going to be a tough one for the Steelers. I wrote about it earlier this week on DKPittsburghSports.com, what some of these other big contracts for edge rushers have been. And the tricky part of this is you have edge rushers and then you have defensive ends. And the lines are between that are more blurred now than they've ever been.
Absolutely.
You know, when you look at that. And so you see guys like a Joey Bosa get $27 million for you. You see Myles Garrett get $25 million, whereas the top outside linebackers, you know, you're seeing $23, $24 million. So we saw it last year with Bud Dupree when he filed the grievance when the Steelers put the franchise tag on him. And he says, no, I'm an edge rusher. I'm like a defensive end. Well, you are, but you aren't, because you're still asked to drop into coverage. So the Steelers look at their guys as outside linebackers. That being said, I expect T.J. Watt to get somewhere in that $25 million range per year. That any kind of sticking point on that would probably be the guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. But the Steelers can build that contract. I suggest you all go back and look at the story that I wrote earlier this week, because I laid out some of the terms of some of the other big deals that have been put out there. Doesn't need to break the bank either this year or next year. You can still make that contract and negotiate that contract so his cap hit's only around $10 million this year. You know, $11, $12 million next year. Gives you a lot more flexibility to do other things with your roster.
You know, even on the offensive side of the ball, teammates have an opinion on what T.J. Watt should get. Even Juju had this to say.
What would you pay him, Juju?
T.J.? $130, $140, $150.
All right, well, that about wraps up day 2 for Steelers Today. What are you looking forward to tomorrow, Dale? I mean, obviously the big thing is we're going to finally see these guys put some shoulder pads on and maybe do a little bit of hitting. What's your expectations?
Yeah, hitting. You know, I can't wait to see that. That's what you wait for. That's what you want to see. I've seen hours and hours and hours of these guys running around in shorts this offseason. Now I want to see what's Najee Harris look like
in
pads. You know, what are some of these guys, you know, does Kendrick Green still move as well in pads as he does without them on? I've watched a lot of film on both of these guys. You know, you think yes, but this is a big boy game now, and can they do that against a higher level of competition? That's what I'm looking for. Who brings it? Who doesn't? You know, lots of guys out there who are super fast running around
Absolutely.
In shorts. You know, and they're the champions of the spring, and then once the pads come on, not so much.
The guy that I'm really looking forward to see in pads is Anthony McFarland. He looks great in shorts. He is a speed burner. He made a move yesterday that put somebody on the ground. But again, what is a speed guy like that going to look like with the pads on? Is he going to make that next step that we've been waiting for him to make? Will he be the number 2 to Najee Harris? So that's who I'm looking forward to seeing in pads. For Dale Lawley, I'm Eddie Provident. This has been Steelers Today, day 2 at training camp. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow.